A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture, and the spotlight today is on REITs, and we have someone who really loves investing in them to help us with this conversation. David Kaur, CEO of Motley Fool Singapore. Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. I should change my middle name to REITs, yeah? David REITs Kaur, yeah?
You could. Well, he's going to share with us.
That'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
To go about picking REITs for your portfolio. Of course, and David, give us some background. I know you love investing in stuff you personally use.
Yes.
So what's the story behind REITs? Do you hang out at shopping malls?
Well, do I hang around in
free
shopping
Wi-Fi,
malls?
Free Wi-Fi, aircon?
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah. And I think, you know, for a lot of beginner investors, I mean, REITs are a good place to start simply because you go to them quite regularly. So you either work in an office that is owned by a REIT, or you go to a shopping mall that is owned by a REIT, or maybe, you know, in some cases, you go to a hospital that is owned by a REIT. So you will be able to sort of judge how well that business is doing.
So it goes back to the mantra of invest in what you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And REITs are a good place to start. And REITs tend to be a slightly lower risk investment. What they do pay you is a higher yield. So therefore, it's seen as a kind of income share. And if you like the idea of receiving somewhere between, say, 5 and 8% a year in dividends, then REITs are a good place to start. And for me, I just like to line the bottom of my portfolio with real estate investment trusts.
Okay.
Because it provides that kind of stability. Then on top of that, you can start building other things like your growth shares and your speculative shares. But you always have that reliability of the REITs.
Okay, so a portfolio allocation of REITs could be something you can look at.
It's certainly better than bonds, Ryan.
Well, it is more interesting for sure because you have this story and more color behind what's happening in the real world you can actually look at. Motley Fool, interesting, has a shortlist of 8 REITs, and this part of a recommendation to subscribers, and you gave this to your subscribers last year, and they've actually done pretty well. 10% return, including distributions. It's a list of 8 REITs. What are some of the names there?
Well, I can't tell you what some of the names are. You've got to subscribe to them, Ryan. But I've already given you a pretty good example. I mean, there are shopping malls in there. So think about a shopping mall here in Singapore, along Orchard Road, near Bras Basah, Plaza Singapura, yeah? And you look at that shopping mall and you think, who owns it? And it's owned by Capital Mall Trust, CMT. So I'm giving far too much away here. And then you've also
got a teaser, right, for people subscribe.
Well, kind of, yeah. And you've also got a hospital not too far away from here. Well, I suppose it's along Napier Road somewhere, Glen Eagles Hospital, and that's owned by a REIT as well. So I've given you 2 already, right?
All right. David Kaur, CEO of Motley Fool Singapore, being generous with his stock tips. Well, let's talk about how you picked these REITs in your stock portfolio. What's the approach, criteria you use? What metrics are you looking at?
Okay. The key really is growth. And I think sometimes when you have investors and they're looking at real estate investment trusts or REITs, the one thing they focus on is the distribution or the dividend yield. And they go, hey, you know, this one is paying me 8% a year or 7% a year. That's got to be pretty good. You're focusing on the wrong thing. It is much better sometimes to focus on a REIT that has a lower distribution yield or a lower dividend yield that has the ability to grow. And so therefore, you know, something that's got a distribution yield of 5% that can grow sustainably over time will become 8% on your cost. Right? So that is a much better way of looking at investments.
So don't focus too much on DPU. Think about how sustainable it is.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because an 8% yield might seem very attractive, but what if they have to cut the distribution next year? And if they cut the distribution by half, then all of a sudden you're going to find that your yield is halved also. So you want to look for sustainability in that growth. So one of the best ways of doing it is to have a look at the track record of that REIT and see how it has performed in the past. Has it been able to grow that distribution over time? And that will give you some idea as to whether or not it will be able to grow it sustainably in the future. Of course, past performance is no guide to the future, as everybody says, but in this particular case, it gives you some idea of how it has performed, how the management has performed. Have they been able to increase that distribution? Okay. So that is number one. Number two is whether or not those leases that they sign with their tenants, do they have an escalation clause? In other words, do they have an upward revisable rental agreement? And many of these REITs do have this upward scalability of rents. So it's not very good for the tenants because it means that their rents have to go up every year. But it's great if you're a landlord. So that's number two. And then number three is, do they have the ability to grow their portfolio over time? Do they have a parent that can inject, you know, new properties into that portfolio? And if they have, then that will give you some ability to grow the business. And what you want to see is the business growing over time. And then finally, you want to find one that hasn't got a great deal of debt either. Mm. Because, you know, if you borrow money from me, Ryan, you're going to have to pay it back.
So looking
and
at
you're going to have to pay back the interest as well. And if you have to pay back the interest, it means that you're going to have less money to spend on other things. So the same goes for the REITs. If they borrow too much, they're going to have to pay the interest, and therefore they have less interest, then as an investor, you're going to have less distribution.
So look at the debt, the gearing. So what are we looking at in terms of the ratio? Is there a good or bad ratio?
Well, the maximum you can go up to is about 45%. So therefore, you know, you want to find a REIT that's got some ability to borrow if it needs to. So a kind of borrowing's around sort of 30, 35% is what I would say is comfortable and it is serviceable. But if they start hitting that ceiling of 45%, it means they can't borrow anymore.
All right. We're speaking of David Kwo, CEO of Motley Fool Singapore. So looking at this short list, right, I know not everything was rosy. You had, maybe one or two duds.
Yeah.
First REIT is one name that comes to mind.
Uh-huh.
What was
Thanks,
the lesson
Ryan. Thanks,
you took
Ryan.
Away
yep.
from
okay.
that?
Yep.
Well, that's why you have a portfolio, right?
That is exactly why you have a portfolio. So even with one that hasn't performed particularly well, we still have managed to achieve a pretty good growth as far as the portfolio is concerned. And that is really key because you mustn't put all your eggs into one basket. And with eight REITs, one of them hasn't done well. If that one had done well, we would have done even better than we had. But given that in the case of First REIT, it's had a few problems in Indonesia. And I think, first of all, there was a currency problem. Mm. And secondly, they had a problem with one of their tenants. But in both those situations, I say to people, don't worry too much about it, because I think those problems will work themselves out over time.
So when you talk about diversification in your portfolio, you're talking about different sectors and different exposure to different countries?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, you don't just look at a particular... Everybody thinks that REITs are all the same, but REITs are not all the same. You've got hospital REITs, you've got mm-hmm. hospitality REITs, you've got shopping malls, you've got commercial REITs, you've got industrial REITs. So you want to build a portfolio that's got a bit of everything in there. And after we launched the Ultimate 8 portfolio, I went one step further and I launched something called the Personal Income Portfolio, which was based purely on property stocks around the world. And what I looked at was not just the kind of REITs that we find in Singapore, but we also have REITs that are quite unusual. We have, for instance, telecom towers. Now, in America, there's two companies that own telecom towers, and they've converted those into REITs, and they rent out those telecom towers to telecom companies. They rent out the towers to allow them to put the satellite dishes on there, and they collect the rent, and that rent is then paid to the investors as a distribution. Mm. So there are all kinds of REITs out there. So don't sometimes be too focused into thinking that, oh, it's got to be a hospital REIT or it's got to be a hospitality REIT or a commercial REIT. There are all sorts of REITs out there.
Like data center REITs as well. So David, just to wrap things up with your outlook for REITs this year.
Yeah.
Looking at your Ultimate 8 portfolio, you did 10% over the past 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
With all these signs about a potential global slowdown in the economy, are you thinking 10% is going to be hard to match this year?
Personally, no, because, I mean, first of all, you've already got that sort of distribution. You've got that dividend yield, distribution yield of about sort of 6 or 7%. So therefore, all you're looking for is another 3% in terms of capital gains. And one of the secrets with investing in REITs is to actually take those distributions and reinvest them again so that you're actually compounding that distribution into more units that will give you more distribution over time. And compounding is one of the keys to making money. You just sit back. And if you have a REIT where you can just tick the box and say, I'll take my distributions as units rather than cash, then all the hard work's done for you. Just sit back and go and watch something on television or listen to radio. Yeah.
All right, thank you so much, David, for being our guest today, our guest host. I hope you had a good time this morning, David.
I did, yeah. I enjoyed myself thoroughly, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, David. Have a great weekend. We've been speaking with David Kwo, CEO of Motley Fool Singapore, on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.